Good morning. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I just want to bless you all in Jesus' name here this morning, inviting you to take a look at what kind of a relationship God wants from us. I had to think of that as I was pondering this morning on what a father really wants from his sons and daughters, especially his sons. What a father really wants from his sons is to be a father. And one of the key ingredients that comes to my mind, or the key things that I know that I long for and desire, is to be a protector and to have the answers for my sons. I want to be able to provide answers for them. I want to be able to teach them and to see them grow. I want to be able to influence them. And I think that's probably one of the biggest ones that come to my mind, are influence them and protect them, and to be their comfort. So in short, what I really want from my sons is for them to come to me when they have questions, for them to come to me when I have, or when they have a struggle, for them to come to me when they have a problem, and I want to hear, and I want to listen to their problem, and then I want to be some kind of a help to them. That's what I long for. And when we have sons that do not do that, when we have sons that go to other places for help and other places for answers, we tend to feel that quite keenly. We tend to feel that pain that's quite a pain. And so I think it's the same way with our Father in heaven. And I know for me, sometimes when I have a son that is that way, sometimes it would feel good, or sometimes it would seem like a welcoming thing when you see your son go through a difficult time to the point where he stops and comes to you for help. And I couldn't help but think about that with if it's the same way with our Father in heaven, knowing that we're created in His image, it's no wonder that God allows painful things in our life for us to stop and come to Him and bring our things to Him. If that's the only thing that brings us to the Father, it's no wonder that the Father does that to us. And it says here in Matthew 23, it talks about the Pharisees and the scribes, and these were the very people that went to a lot of effort to serve God, and yet they didn't come to God, really. They didn't, what I mean is they didn't really come to God. And so, in other words, their heart was closed, and they just had an outward show of holiness. And it says here, after Jesus went through all the hard things that he said to the Pharisees here in Matthew 23, he ends with this, that, O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those that are sent to her, how often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And I can just hear that ring coming from the Father, coming from Jesus, that all he wants is a relationship. All he wants is for those men he was speaking to, for them to just be real, to come out with their life, come out with their heart, for them to be real and just to come to him, and then he could gather. He could be their shelter. He could be their refuge in time of the storm. He could be their solution to all the battles in life that they're going through. And yet they resisted him. And yet at the same time, they had this desire to do what's right. And so it's something that Jesus is still the same today. He hates an outward performance with no inward openness or relationship, with no confiding in the Father, no giving over of our battles to the Father. And so I know it's always helpful for me to picture things in real life and just to understand that God wants that kind of a relationship with us, that we come to him with an open heart and to bring out the real needs of our heart, and that he could have that first love that he's longing for from us. May the Lord bless you.